right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, it's Monday, so that's Mondays with Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, we were talking about your response to what happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock, and you agreed that certain things shouldn't be said.
Well, I just think comedians have to figure out what's fair and what's not fair. And, you know, I think it's stepping out of bounds to make jokes about someone's infirmity, you know, a man's wife who's, I don't know, it struck me when I read about it. I didn't watch it. I'm not like you. I'm not an Oscar fan, but it did strike me that Chris Rock was way out of bounds.
Is this what they mean by cancel culture? Was Chris Rock canceled by Will Smith for saying? And this is the insanity of this whole cancel culture conversation that people are having.
Well, you know who's having that conversation? It's unbelievable. Vladimir Putin keeps talking about how Russia is being canceled by the rest of the world. There's a cancel culture.
Yeah. So here's the issue. People shouldn't be able to say whatever the hell it is they want to say. You know, you can say, and we're going to have this conversation too later on, Sandy, about, well, we might as well have it here now.
Well, no. I mean, here's the difference. I think people are allowed to say whatever they want to say that's within the bounds of non-criminality. But civility, there should be some rules of civility that relate to what we say about one another. And so the rules of civility are different than the general rules of free speech. And that's where we're confused, I think. You know, I think there's a freedom of expression that involves ideas, but then there's also civility about how we treat one another, you know?
So who determines the rules of civility? You know, because that then, Sandy, is where we're going to break down again. Because one person's civility is not another person's civility.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, but Donald Trump went a long way towards breaking down all the rules of civility. You know, I mean, I think in the 1950s, people had a much greater personal sense of what was civil and what wasn't civil conduct. And I think by 2022, we've lost a great deal of contact with that. How we talk to one another, we use one another's first names before we know anything about each other. I just think civility is breaking down, and it would be a good thing if it returned. Some people called it formality, but I think the rules of formal conduct with one another, there was a reason behind it. You know, it was centuries of reasoning behind it, so that, you know, back in the day, it wouldn't have been a slap that Will Smith would have done. It would have been a sword, you know, or a duel, you know, in the year 1800, it would have been the grounds for a duel like Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton.
You know, Sandy, you don't even have to go that far back. You know, civility was even around during the 60s and the 70s. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how you ever get that back, Sandy, because those of us who lived through those times when that existed will be gone. And so where is the new civility going to be created? You know, if people who've never lived through civility don't know what the importance of that and what that was.
Yeah, you know, to some extent, civility's been canceled. You know, and they're talking about cancel culture. I think civility is what's been canceled. It's been an erosion, and it's been an unusual. And I think the California lifestyle was the beginning of it, the casual lifestyle. And you know, in fact, the casual dress to work is sort of a tangible evidence of the breakdown of civility. We used to get dressed. You know, coats and ties to work. It was really to respect the other people that you were seeing. It was to respect your customers, respect your clients, to respect your fellow workers. And I don't think it's a bad thing that we have this casual dress. I've embraced it quickly, but it is part of the breakdown. You see pictures of the Milwaukee Braves Milwaukee Braves County Stadium games in the 1950s when the Braves were playing. You look at how people were dressed at those games, and all the men, whether they were blue collar workers or not, wore coats and ties to the Milwaukee Braves games.
You know, Sandy, the more you talk about it, the more we think back on it, the more you realize that it shaped, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. That, you know, we that was a part of all of us, and our parents taught us that. And I taught my children that when, you know, when they were younger, but it carried with us throughout our lives, Sandy, but it didn't so much carry with, you know, my sons, I guess, for the most part, in their lives. And I don't know, we sit back and just think, and that may sound like just a little thing, Sandy, but it's not, because there's a whole other aspect that goes along with the fact that we've lost that. And I don't know, Sandy, you travel the world. I don't know if that's just here in our country, or if that's something, you know, that's, you know, human.
No, it's mostly, I think it's part of, it's Americana more than it's the rest of the world. I think this is all part of America losing contact with its community, losing respect for our neighbors. We just treat each other in such a casual way that the casualness has turned into disrespect. Just look at how we treat each other politically and how we treat one another politically, and how much enmity we allow to creep into how we deal with one another now versus the very civilized kind of discourse. You can go to the U.S. Senate floor, and if you went to the U.S. Senate floor in 1955, there was a great deal more respect accorded one another there than there is now, and certainly that's the case in the House of Representatives, and it's for sure the case every time you go to a dinner party and get into a debate with somebody over politics.
You know, Sandy, people talk about their freedom of speech, and I, when we come back on the other side, I want you to clarify, because I remember when I was probably about 20 years old and I was working at A.O. Smith, and my thought was, well, I've got freedom of speech. I can basically say what I want to say. I've got freedom of speech. But what I didn't realize is, that's just not a blanket statement that you have freedom of speech. If you work for somebody, you know, you really, freedom of speech only goes so far. So when we come back, I want you to kind of lay out the parameters of freedom of speech, because I think far too many Americans don't even understand that freedom that we talk about of speech, it's not really there. Well, you can explain it better than I can, but I remember as a young guy, man, really, I didn't know. And I got freedom of speech. I'll say what I want to say. Well, the only thing that saved me when I was a young idealistic kind of guy was a union that protected me and my silliness. But, you know, and we've got to have that discussion, because all of that is tied into all of this cancel culture and all of those things. So we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams is here. I'm always glad he's here. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.